The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Okay, and welcome back to Q Who. This is going to be the season finale of Q Who, the last one of 2023. Today we are going to briefly review the Underwater Menace Blu-ray, which came out in the UK recently. It's the animation of the Underwater Menace, which was long overdue. And I grabbed the Steelbook version, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the animation was fine. There were some people complaining about it, but every time an animation gets released, people complain about it. It doesn't matter how good or how bad it is, people are going to complain about it. That's fans for you. I thought it was adequate. I thought it was all right. It wasn't the absolute best one ever, but it wasn't the worst one ever either. Far from it. But I thought it did the job. I thought it was pretty good. They took some license here and there. I think they just tried to kind of make the story look a little bigger, because the story, you know, it's not one of the better stories. And if, in my personal opinion, it's probably the worst of all the Troughton stories. So I guess they tried to do something to compensate for that. So visually, they tried to make it a little more interesting. But so that didn't bother me. When they take liberties, as long as they don't go too far with it, I'm good with it. The ones that I didn't care for as far as taking liberties, I didn't like what they did with Padmasambhava from the Underwater Menace. I thought that was a bit too much to make him look like some kind of creature instead of just an emaciated old man. I thought that was going too far. But overall, I liked the Abominable Snowman animation. Outside of that, I thought the animation was really good, and I rewatched that one recently too, and thought it was really good apart from that. So, the Underwater Menace, I don't have a problem with the changes that they made overall. I thought it was pretty good. It was an interesting view. It's nice to finally have, you know, visuals for the entire story rather than just the middle two episodes. But overall, I think the release was good. It was certainly an improvement on the old DVD release that we had, which had the very basic telesnap reconstruction of the first and fourth episodes, which they didn't make any effort on at all. So that they improved that with this one as well, because the new constructions look a whole lot better. So if you're into the telesnap reconstructions, you'll be happier with this. And if you're happy with the animations, I think you'll be overall happy with this. So, let's see. How many TARDISes can I give it out of 5? I would say probably 3 for the animation, because I thought the animation was pretty good. The story, I think it's the worst Troughton story, so it only gets about 1.5 TARDISes out of 5 for the story. But, you know, that's something from, you know, nearly 60 years ago, so we can forgive it. We can forgive it. It's, you know, it's kind of just a light romp. And if you don't take it seriously and you just take it for what it was, then it's not too bad. It's not too painful. There are certainly worse stories in the Doctor Who pantheon, especially in New Who, in my opinion. But, you know, it's okay. It was a pretty good release. I'm glad we have it. The Steelbook looks pretty. It's not a bad release. It's not a bad release at all. So for me, it was worth it. So if you haven't grabbed it and you're curious about it, I can recommend it. I mean, it's not going to be the most amazing thing that you'll ever see, but if you do enjoy the animations at all, and if you enjoy Patrick Troughton, it's the earliest Patrick Troughton that you can see any amount of. it's the earliest, the two episodes that exist, parts 2 and 3, are the earliest episodes of Patrick Troughton that exist. So, and they're on there too, of course. Nicely remastered. So, overall, it's worth it. All right. I'm going to keep this short. I had mentioned on social media that I would probably talk about a recent fan video that was released, which was called Mind Bomb, which featured Ron Smith as his rendition of the Fourth Doctor in an adventure that I wrote, which he kind of tweaked the script a bit for the video version. There's an audio version, of course, called Death Trap that we did with Paul RBC. So if you want to check that out to see the difference, you can find both on the website, dreamrealmsite.com. Only part one of Mind Bomb has been released. My understanding is part two will come soon. They were hoping this month, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But yeah, I think it turned out pretty well, and you get a chance to see it if you go to the website or YouTube. You'll find it on YouTube as well. But you can go to our website, and it's directly linked to the YouTube page to watch it. So, yeah, I think they did a great job on it. They did a really good job on it. They didn't change the script enormously, at least for part one. So most of what I wrote is in there. The title was not my choice. I think Mind Bomb is a bit fan-wanky, but I guess Ron thought it was a little more catchy than Death Trap, but I disagree, but we agreed to disagree on that one. So, but again, if you want to see the differences between the audio and the video, you can listen to the audio featuring Paul RBC as the Doctor, and then watch the video with Ron Smith as the Fourth Doctor to see the interesting differences. And I'll talk more about how it all came about in the next episode of Q Who sometime early in 2024. So in the meantime, yes, thank you for joining us this year for Q Who. We haven't had a lot of episodes, but you know, I've tried to keep up with things and bring them out now and again and just sort of review things. And I will continue to do that through 2024. So whenever there's something new pertaining to classic Doctor Who, then I'll speak to you about that here on Q Who in the new season, which will be coming up sometime early next year. But in the meantime, I hope you guys have a great holiday season and a great new year. And thank you for listening in, and thank you for sticking with us, and hopefully you've enjoyed what you've heard this year and in this episode. And I know it's a short one this time. My apologies, but time has not been on my side lately. And yeah, hopefully I'll get to do a DBB as well before the end of the year, and maybe in time for Christmas. So, but in the meantime, yes, happy holidays to everyone, whatever you celebrate. And yeah. Hopefully you've enjoyed what you've heard this year. So until next year, you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.